It's a pleasure to be here and to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with you this evening. It is truly an honor to speak to you all on this most special of nights in the life of the church. Tonight is the night in which all Advent waiting and anticipation comes to an end. Christ is born to us this night, and we have come to adore and rejoice. I have something to admit. This might come as a surprise to some of you, and others will just roll your eyes. But I'm a bit of a sap. I love this time of year. Everything about it, I love. The buzz of expectation in the air, the smell of Christmas dinner you've already gotten, or if you're like me, are waiting to get after this sermon. But you know what I love, second most of all? The tacky Christmas songs that you want to hate, but you just can't help but belt out the lyrics to. No one in here can tell me that they have not sang, "All I want for Christmas is you." But most of all, my number one most favorite thing about this night, the predictability. We all have rituals that we only do on Christmas Eve. In my family, we have a huge dinner, then we go to church, we visit my grandma and grandfather's grave, and then we go home, plop down on the couch with hot chocolate, and watch the Muppet Christmas Carol. I love knowing that I have this one night to look forward to every year, because for one night, my night is predictable. Predictability. There's so much comfort in that word. You think to yourself, I know what's coming. Or if I can only get to this point, I know what's going to happen next. We're willing to overcome so much unpredictability in order to get to something predictable. For example, the story this evening is one we all know too well. I have heard my father read this text on every Christmas Eve since I was knee-high to a grasshopper. I found myself doing one of two things when I read this text. First, I roll my eyes and say, "Oh, I know. Emperor Augustus did the thing, and the angel came down and said the thing. I know I'm done with it." Or I found myself, my heart strangely warmed at the sight of Mama Mary and Papa Joseph looking down lovingly at their little baby Jesus laying quietly in a manger like all newborns are supposed to do. Not at all. No matter how you look at it, this passage has become a part of our Christmas Eve ritual as well. This text has become predictable. As I started pondering more and more on this text, I found it kind of ironic that this text could become predictable. This text is filled with unpredictable events breaking into predictable ones. Look, the opening seven verses are filled with a whole bunch of unpredictability. Think about it. The registration from Emperor Caesar Augustus causes Mary and Joseph to travel what would have been 75 miles on the back of a donkey, all while Mary is expecting a child. And once they make that long trek to Bethlehem, which I have no doubt was less than pleasant, they reach a refuge of a place where they can rest their weary, tired, and worn down bodies. But there's no room left for them, so they have to stay in a stable. And oh, by the way, it's time to have the baby. Meanwhile, the shepherds are out in the field doing what they do best and something that they would have done every single night, protecting their flock. They would have been on the lookout for anything suspicious, dangerous, or that would have come in danger of their flock or another one of them. Then all of a sudden, an angel of the Lord appears and scares them all half to death, saying, very ironically, "Do not be afraid." I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you born this day in the city of David, a Savior who is a Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger. All right. Okay. Unpredictability's over, right? Not in the slightest. Suddenly, there are more angels praising and singing glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors. Hearing and seeing all of this excitement taking place right in front of them, the shepherds leave their nightly routine and pack up and say, we should go check this out. And they leave their flock and sheep in the middle of the night and go. Once they get there and find Mary and Joseph and a baby in a manger, they tell everything they have witnessed to all present. Mary, true to her name, ponders these words in her heart, and the shepherds leave and go back to their lives glorifying God. This story of Jesus Christ's birth seems to depict more unpredictability than predictability. It's always switching from comfortable to chaotic, from creating a sigh of relief to jarring us back like a roller coaster, and then back again. Mary and Joseph were faced with unaccounted, unplanned events over and over and over again in this text that caused them to uproot their lives and travel to an unlikely town, Bethlehem, where their son would be born not in a comfy room or in a warm place, but in an airy, drafty, cold, stable, the most unpredictable of places. This reminds me of something my New Testament professor told us in a lecture not too long ago. Thank you, God, I passed that class. She said, God wants to know us down to the very core of our very being. God wants to get into our unpredictable mess of our lives. Friends, our lives are characterized by both the unpredictable and the unpredictable. As soon as we get comfortable in the predictable, something always happens that we didn't account for. For example, one year, I forgot to buy the Christmas ham for Christmas dinner. And guess who ended up rushing out on Christmas Eve to buy said ham? I did. And when I ran into the store and I grabbed that Smithfield honey ham, the last one in the frozen meat section, you know what I said? Thank you, God. My mother will never, ever let me live it down. I laugh about it now, that unpredictable moment shaped my life. I'm no longer in charge of buying the Christmas ham. But also, in the chaos of our ever-fluctuating world and lives, when our hearts become heavy through personal struggles and whatever forms that they may take, or hearing the reports of senseless acts of violence on the radio or internet, somehow, some way, God comes quietly to us with a message of comfort, hope, stability, and light. Either through friends, congregants, or most of all, through an unlikely birth in the most unpredictable place. That is Jesus in the manger. And what is the first thing we say when that happens to us? Thank you, God. Tonight, after you're done running from place to place, or meal to meal, or after you're done rocking around the Christmas tree, I would like you to take some time to reflect on the past year. Where there was happiness or things were going right and you were feeling good about life, you knew God was there. You can point to it. God was right here. Thank you, God. When I'm lying on the couch with my mother singing with Michael Caine and Kermit the Frog, I know God is there because the sheer amount of love that I feel in my heart. But I also want you to think of when you felt so overwhelmed with the unpredictability of life that you didn't know how you were going to make it. You asked, where is God in this? To him. Think real hard. Something or someone lifted you up. God was right there with a message of comfort, hope, and light. You'll be able to point to it. It's right there. Friends, this is why tonight is so special. As our story tells us, God comes to us in a night characterized by fear and vulnerability, but yet hope and love. God comes to us in the most unpredictable way so that God can be in all aspects of our lives, down to our very core. No matter what is happening in our lives, the predictable or the unpredictable, the whole of tonight is telling us that God is here. God is around us. God is with us. God is Emmanuel. Merry Christmas, friends. Amen.